This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ourselves in the third week of April. Hunga bunga. It's another time for us to give thanks. I don't mean this to sound like a religious experience, but yeah, let's give thanks for hopefully a good weekend. There were good and bad things, I'm sure, that happened all over the place. If you look at the news, you wouldn't have thought it was Easter or Passover or anything. It's all about the bombs or the would-be bombs or what happened in North Korea. And I found in my own mind, my own experience, what I chuckled about, maybe there's nothing here really to chuckle about, but the fact that the missile that went up yesterday of North Korea was probably hacked, and that's why it blew up. Nobody knows who hacked it, but it's just, I find that amusing in this day and age.
Isn't it better for them to think that we can hack it, even if we didn't, even if it was just a fluke? Isn't that good for them to think that?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Our question today in our opinion survey at 888-282-2333, can you tell fake news when you hear it or see it? Expect everybody to dial that number right now. Hoo-ha! 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, you agree that you can tell fake news when you hear it or see it, or no, you're not sure. 800-282-2333. Answer the question, if you will, yes or no. And then once you voted, there's some very special offers again this week for you. The question of the week again, can you tell fake news when you hear it or you see it? 800-282-2333. Lots of people want to be heard on that. Well, my goodness. A lot of people think that the world is full of nothing but fake news. Got to be real news someplace. Anyway, call us, tell us what you think. 800-282-2333. Okay, so it was a weekend to share, Easter weekend, the end of Passover, and I never did find out. I've asked this question about four or five times, and I haven't found, so there must not be a corresponding Muslim holiday. Although, here in Framingham, something happened. I'm back on the East Coast on the farm. Something interesting happened yesterday at a church service. There was a minister, there was a rabbi, and there was a Muslim. I know it sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. Into the church walks a minister, a rabbi, and a Muslim. What do they call an imam, right? Isn't that what they call a Muslim minister is an imam?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, by the way, I didn't introduce you to everybody. What's the matter with me? Well, that's really rude of me. I apologize. For heaven's sakes, what's the matter with you? I was brought up, my mother taught me to introduce everybody in the room. Jennifer Horn, there she is. Victoria Keelan, there she is. Kara Schillen, there she is. We're all here at your service, on your side. So, anyway, this group spoke yesterday at an ecumenical service, which is perfect for Easter, I think, into Passover. And most of the group was, there were 80 youngsters that came into this church from, again, the Catholic Church, all the Protestant denominations. They all had about a half a dozen youngsters from, I think, 8th and 9th grade. There were Muslim children that live in Framingham. And there were, we have two temples in Framingham, so there were Jewish kids from the temples. And they had a discussion about what they share, which, isn't that perfect in a sense?
I love that. That's so great.
What do we share in common? What do we have to share? And they talked about, you know, the things that they share. They are sharing the earth. They're sharing the experiences of living in an area where they can learn lots about what's going on. They can learn about each other. They're setting up a, I don't know if precedent is the right word for it, but they're setting up a circumstance where they're going to have, we used to, when I was a kid, I don't know, I think, Jennifer, I remember talking to you about this once. I don't know if I got this from Victoria or not. When I went to school, on Mondays, we get out of school at 1 o'clock for religious education. We would go to a nearby, in my case, I went to Grace Church, which was across the street from the junior high school. It was a congregational church, and they would have a class in religion. You know what I mean? You couldn't get away with that now. I think it was good in a sense. It was helpful. The kids went to Catholic church, and the Jewish kids went to the temple, put them on a bus, bring them to the temple, and have an hour of spiritual education, which now you can't have. And I guess if I were to be consistent and not a hypocrite, I don't think the state should be paying for things that are connected to religion. But I will tell you, if it doesn't sound too extraordinarily silly, I think I got a lot out of that experience for that year.
Well, and we still have that in our area. It's just they have to do it after school. So
yeah, they don't do church, it during school. They do it
I think
after.
It's like Tuesday from 3 to 5 is religious education. So
do they ship the kids
kid,
to the location
no, I think
by
your parents
public
have
bus?
To drop you off.
Parents
no.
do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, there were people also yesterday sharing Easter egg hunts. There's an ecumenical move to do that. It just seemed like there was a calm here yesterday. You know what I mean? I don't know. What was it like with you? What was New York like, Victoria, yesterday? Did it seem calm? Did it seem pleasant? It was warm.
I don't know. I wasn't in. I was away this weekend, so I wasn't here for the Easter parade. But I didn't hear of any incidents, so I guess everything was fine.
What happened where you were?
Nothing. We were just with family over the weekend down at the Jersey Shore. It
so
was just
did you acknowledge
wonderful.
That it was Easter for Easter's sake, or is it just another holiday to get together with the family?
Well, we did our. My parents go to church and they celebrate yeah. Easter. I don't. So we did a big family gathering the weekend before when my cousins were visiting from Ireland. So we didn't really do anything this weekend. We just, you know, it was like a regular weekend for us.
Yeah.
Just
all right.
With friends and family and things like that.
Okay. What about you, Jen?
You know, it was a hard weekend for my family, but yesterday we had a very quiet, nice, we went to brunch at our local golf course. We celebrated Easter for Easter. I don't know. It seemed like a pretty calm vibe. I mean, that's the only time I was out, but yeah, I mean, it seemed like a day of celebration for sure.
Mm-hmm. The reason that Jennifer had a tough time is because her dad's dog was sick and died over the weekend. He was a neat little dog, cute dog. And those things always send you, especially when you've been around. This was a rescue dog. Mike had the dog for 4 or 5 years, and you get close no matter what. I mean, I can see we've been talking a lot about adopting dogs here in the last couple of weeks because I'm thinking about it again. And you look at some of the older dogs, and that's what you confront. You're helping in so many great ways. It's a real blessing, I think, that happens to people. But the other side of it is you get close to these animals, and if you're only around them for 4 or 5 years, it makes it difficult. It's just tough.
It makes it hard, but you know what? They saved each other, and they were in each other's life for the right
time. Your father
needed,
grateful
dog. I mean, you know when you look at a face, and you can just see...
Sweet.
I mean, she had such an unstable life that he gave her so many good things, and it was just... You know, they had a really good relationship. And
she was a sweet...
So even if it's 4 years, it's still worth it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So what about you? So far I'm hearing... It doesn't look like anybody really paid much attention to what Easter is all about. Carol, what about you?
Yeah, well, we went to a family member's house, and a bunch of us got together, and just, I mean, my main focus for Easter is eating, as it is for a lot of holidays. I know my grandfather went to church in the morning. He's probably the most religious of everyone in the family. But it was, we mostly just got together to, you know, see each other and celebrate being with family all weekend.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Easter and most holidays are like in my family.
Are they? So they're not, even if it's a religious holiday, they're not really religious, per se.
No, not really.
Yeah. I was reading about, I found this book, and I read a lot more. I used to read all the time and my reading would be in magazines, newspapers, stuff. But frankly, we don't have to do that. We, all of us collectively, don't have to do it as much anymore because much of it is there in front of you. You don't have to go looking for it because of all of the various sources that we use for gathering information to have conversation.
It's so relaxing to sit with the book, though.
Well, it's I have found... I've met this fellow last, was it Thursday night? Yeah. I don't think I talked about this on the air on Friday. I mean, his name is Chandresh Bhardwaj, and he is an Indian guru that is headquartered in Los Angeles. What a shock. And I went to a session that he did. He actually invited me to come to a session, and it was appropriate because it focused on abuse and the various degrees, how you recognize abuse. And he's not only a guru, but he's also a spiritual psychic. And the guy was amazing. And the book that he's written is called Break the Norms. And he writes in this book, the passage that I read last night that spoke to me anyway. He writes, while I'm happy to see that more and more people are inclined toward spirituality, not religion, this new wave is not without problems. I see plenty of spiritual aspirants who leave the religion of their parents only to substitute one dogma for another. Listen to this. He writes, instead of being told that premarital sex is a sin, followers are told that eating sugar and not recycling is a sin. We're missing the point of the spiritual path, I think. Truth, love, freedom, and real happiness. When we're seeking, we become vulnerable to cult mentalities in which no one questions what they are told. They act just as blindly without consideration of how mandates fit their own conscience and values. In the absence of true, authentic spiritual guidance, through this blind adherence, we perpetrate suffering in ourselves and the world around us. That thing hit me like a ton of bricks when I read that. Think about it for a second. I've railed about the dogma that is, in my mind, contrary to reality and also very hypocritical in much of what religions claim, because I believe they're all about control, and look at all the wars in the world that have been caused by my religion is better than your religion.
Mm.
But think about what was just, I mean, I thought about it in my, in yours too, Victoria, my... anima at Monsanto, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks about eating sugar and not recycling is a sin. In a way, those points of view have become like religions.
It's so true.
To some
people.
True.
Yep.
Think about what we... And the political doctrines, Jennifer, the same thing. Political dogma. Some people, you know, the Trump people are like religionists, and the people who don't like them are like religionists in a manner of speaking.
The Tea Party really just had that movement where, when it first began, it had such a groundswell effect on some people, and that felt a little culty to me too.
Yeah, right.
So it's true. I mean, it can be about anything. It's any dogma, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. The only thing I would sort of disagree with, though, is not always. If sometimes people who grow up in a very strict background or a religious background or just a conservative household, it doesn't necessarily mean always that they go and find some sort of family cult thing that, you know, they latch onto without question. I think it actually makes them truth seekers and makes them question a lot more. So in that case, I don't 100% agree with them all the
Jennifer,
time on that.
What about you? I made that anecdotal reference to politics.
I think that, I think everybody has the ability to prioritize things out of whack. I would say that, you know, using the Tea Party for a reference, I think most of the people in the Tea Party, while they might have been passionate about their cause, I would guess the majority of them probably still prioritized God above anything else, because a lot of the Tea Party movement was based in religion. And I think we start to have problems where things that are not as important, that are secondary, like where our corn comes from and who's the president, that's secondary stuff to your relationship with God. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you have a relationship with God, I think that's good. Very well spoken, both of you. The book is called Break the Norms, Chandresh, Bhardwaj. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, have a flight to Miami Beach or Hollywood. Me, I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River Line.
Billy Joel on stage Friday night singing this song, but it was different because he didn't sing it by himself. He sang it with actor Kevin Spacey. This is his monthly Madison Square Garden show. Listen to this.
Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens, but I know what I'm needing. Don't wanna waste more time. I'm in the New York state of mind.
Billy Joel handed the first verse on stage without any fanfare at all. Just basically walked up and didn't miss a note.
Was so
and Spacey sang the second verse too. It was a 6-minute run. They continued to trade lines. Spacey even captured the moment with an onstage selfie that he took with he and Billy Joel. Is that making it on social media? I haven't seen him post it.
He hasn't posted it yet.
Hasn't he?
People have been looking for it. Yeah, he hasn't posted it yet.
That's just fun. Isn't this fun? Isn't this kind of stuff is just plain fun? Billy Joel paid tribute to Jay Giles. Remember last week he died. So he did Centerfold, and that was in the middle of him singing River of Dreams. It's interesting. Do we have, well, most of the stuff, you get a recording of it, it's probably not going to be. Do we have that recording, or this is just a regular?
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Must have been fun. That kind of stuff I love. especially when it's something that's unexpected like that. So good for the two of them. I'm sure they had fun. I bet the audience had a fabulous time.
They must have loved it. Sounds like they loved it.
Yeah, right. All right, here's something that's not so cool. Here's an alumni of The Voice, Megan Lindsay, taking to Instagram over the weekend to document a spider bite that left a hole in her face. Bitten by a brown recluse spider. She's been documenting this for the last couple of months. Quote, it's been confirmed that I was bitten by a brown recluse spider, one of the most poisonous spiders in our country. I'm still dealing with a wound on my face, but I finally found the right meds to control the nerve pain. Spiders, I mean, you never can tell what's going to wander around in hotels, maybe even in your own home. So imagine the excruciating nerve pain. This is a poisonous...
They're worse than any other spider, right? Isn't that worse than, like, the Black Widow and everything?
I don't know. They don't need,
there's two that are
better.
There's the brown spider, and there's one other one that are the most poisonous. A friend of mine got bitten by a brown spider on his leg, and he ended up in the hospital for a week. His whole leg was completely bruised, and it was really scary. They didn't know if he was going to keep his leg. I mean, it's dangerous.
Last night, musically, we don't have any of the music, I don't think, from it. It's not worth it. I started to watch the Bee Gees on CBS. There was a tribute to them.
Oh, yeah.
About
they
every popular musician. It was awful.
I don't know. Our friend Rich McFadden was grooving to it last night.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving 2 lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Miles.
All right, Miles had a good weekend with his gramps, at least on one day. And the weather, I thought, okay, we have a great day walking around on Saturday, go to the park, watch the water. And I came home yesterday, and it was fabulous. I spent all day on the tractor yesterday. It was 80 degrees here. What was it in, were you down in Jersey, Victoria?
It was 85.
85. Carol, was it down in Baltimore where you were?
It was about the same, yeah, 85. Yeah.
Probably warmer here than it was where you are, Jen Jen. Right?
I know. It was about, I mean, it tickled 80s, but I think it was about 77 or so.
Yeah. It was a great weather weekend. Today, the Boston Marathon is run, and the temperatures are going to be not quite as warm as they were yesterday, but for the first time, sometimes those of you who listen carefully will hear what sounds like in the background are chirping noises, and sometimes you think that's the soundtrack like they do in the movies and TV. No. There's a tree outside my window. I open up all the windows are open in the house now, and it just feels like spring. It's fabulous. Everything's getting green. It's a wonderful time of year And springtime, the Easter things, the passions that go with it, it's just kind of a cool thing. So welcome into our overview of what's going on in the world. I'm Doug Steffen, the DJB Experience, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. You'll all be happy to know that Hunter Biden and his estranged wife, Kathleen, finalized their divorce Friday afternoon in the Superior Court in District of Columbia. This is, what, a month or so after his the relationship, his announcement. How do you nicely say this? He's hanging around with his late brother's widow at the expense of his wife. And they settled all the questions relating to the custody of their children, support, property rights, everything else. It's confidential. Kathleen's getting $20,000 a month in alimony and child support. What does Hunter Biden do?
I was just going to say, what does he do?
Well, he has Biden money behind him, I'm
Where does the Biden money come from? He didn't have any money before he went into politics. Where's the Biden money come from?
Probably looked to some lobbyists, some speaking engagements.
I mean, we always
No, but that's not. But that wouldn't come. That wouldn't be a court ordered thing. I mean, this would whatever Hunter's doing. Yeah, it has to be his own income.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But how does he make? What I guess I don't really. What did Joe Biden do before he was a congressman and a senator? Anybody know? I don't remember what
do not
he
know.
Teaches now, right?
Yeah, I think he was a teacher before. I think you're right. Frankly.
I don't know how he started. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not hard for you to say. You're like, I think you're right, frankly.
What? I'm right about what?
No, you just told me you're like, I think you're right, frankly. like this is your once
this
a year.
Hurts. Wow. All right. There's a bill in the California legislature. We're looking for crazy things to talk about. Always good to go to California first. So there is a bill introduced last week. They would lower the voting age to 17. And the sponsor is a lady named, is it Julia Sanz?
He's a lawyer, by the way. Joe Biden was a lawyer.
Joe was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Heidi Sanz, family's from Mexico, close friends are immigrants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She has been working as an activist in California. And one of the things that she has brought to the surface is this bill that will lower the voting age to 17. And this lady says it will give a voice to more people affected by the outcome of elections. I'm not sure I understand quite what that means.
Let's just make the voting age like 10 then.
Yeah.
What she means is, darn it, Trump won, and we can have to prevent this from happening again.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, younger people are smarter than older people because they have so much more experience in life. So, obviously, their vote's going to mean more than people who have lived a little bit and can make judgments. Plus the fact, and I don't know whether this is too highly underscored or not. Last night I was watching an episode of Chicago Justice, which, by the way, is Law and Order Chicago. This, the first half of the show, two police officers chase around the bad guys. In the second half of the show, the lawyer, and the fellow who's the lawyer is Peter Stone, who's supposed to be Ben Stone's son from the early days of Law and Order. Anyway, so he is chasing around the element of bad here in this particular episode was a professor, a college professor, who brainwashed his kids. That never happens, though, in the real world, right? College professors always teach according to knowledge. Kids. And maybe it doesn't even happen on the high school. I mean, on the college level, it happens at the high school level. Can you remember a person that you had as a teacher, Jennifer, who you felt afterwards or during was brainwashing you, who was telling you things you didn't like and you knew weren't true?
I'm telling you, I'm pretty vocal about this story. When I was wrapping up my college career, I was in a 400-level ethics and journalism class, and it was a class where there were only, like, I think maybe there were 12 or 15 students, but we all sat around, like, a conference room table. It wasn't in a traditional classroom. It was in an office. And we had a woman who was talking about how you were supposed to practice writing ethically, right? That was the whole point of the class, was to teach ethics in the journalism field. And if I had been carrying a tape recorder, which I wish I had been doing at the time, but it really wasn't thought of. This was indoctrination 101. This was about a liberal bias in the media, and you think this stuff doesn't exist? It happens in colleges and journalism schools throughout the country. I sat there, and I never said a word in any of my classes because I just wanted to get in and out. This class, I actually raised my hand, and I said something, and the woman told me to leave the class for the day.
Jeez.
Because I questioned what she was saying in a very nice and respectable way, but I questioned it, and she made me leave the class.
Yep. I think it
happened. And other students in the class, by the way, jaws dropped when she asked me to get up and walk outside.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? What have you had for experience?
I don't have anything that I can recall except when I was in grammar or at elementary school, like middle school. I had a teacher who was very, very Irish Catholic, and like one of those kind of Irish Americans who's obnoxious. Like, you know, they don't have any real connection. I'm sorry, but Irish Americans who are not off the boat, like, they're obnoxious, and they're the ones who are always wearing green, and like they're just obnoxious and general. And so this guy was one of them. He had no relatives in Ireland. I mean, no real connection, but just, you know, word on his sleeve. And when he found out my dad was from Ireland, he literally, like, I was in fifth grade, he moved me to the front of the class, and it was so ridiculous. But then, when he found out my dad was a Protestant, he literally moved me to the back of the class in front of everyone, and basically told me I was, like, going to hell because I was a Protestant. I mean, it was so blatant and so horrible that it became a whole big deal with my parents going to the school, and the whole thing was just his personal bias against Protestants.
And by the way, for those of you who haven't studied this or don't know, Ireland was divided for years because of the religious differences between the Protestants and the Catholics, almost ruined, destroyed the country.
And he was part of the problem. The ignorance is just,
it really is.
I left that school after that.
I don't blame you.
That's really strange. What a weird bias.
Mm-hmm. All right, so to go back to the original focus here, that is whether 17-year-olds ought to be able to vote in primaries and the regular elections, there have been bills in Minnesota introduced, in Nevada, let's see here, and one other state that I saw, and I'm just looking at the compilation, in Iowa, that's what it is. So this is not something that's just in crazy California. It's not, you know, in Iowa and Minnesota and Nevada, not exactly got lots of crazies in it. But the feeling is that younger people ought to be able to vote because they're disenfranchised. I say they're not ready to vote yet. If you're not out of high school, come on.
So, well, what's the difference between 17 and 18? I mean, what's the real difference? And high school...
Go ahead.
I would just say, I would think, you know, at least in my lifetime, I've seen more passion for politics one way or the other, or from high school kids, from younger kids who are frustrated that they can't actually vote.
Yeah.
So,
well, they may be,
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad
what's
thing.
What's their life experience? Don't you think that we need
to have
life
experience?
But
what's the difference between 18 and 17?
Maybe not. The driver should be 21. Maybe,
but then it would
21.
Be 17 and 16 and 16 and 15. I mean, 18 for all intents and purposes is when you are an adult and you're looked at as an adult.
Kill somebody.
I know when you but it's true. Whether we think that some kids are adults or not, I think there's a very good debate in that. But that's when the government recognizes you as an adult. You have to take care of your own. You're responsible for yourself. I think that's an appropriate time to let voting go with that. Obviously, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
I registered. I mean, you can, if kids are really all hot and bothered at 17, I registered at 17.
Yeah.
And then as long as you're not 18, or as long as you're 18 when the next election rolls around, you're good to register early.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my son had to register for the draft, and he registered to vote same time. And has been very active. Well, one that season he decided not to. I'm sitting this one out. I don't like any of them. So, but it's, I think what the other side of that conversation, though, Victoria, is to encourage people who are in school to have information and an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more and more, I've heard this, if I've heard it once, I've heard it six times in the last 6-7 weeks, references to our founding fathers and how hypocritical they were, and we find this out, people who are constitutionalists, they were slave owners. Most every man that signed, there were no women, every man that signed the Declaration owned slaves. Almost every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
when they wrote in that whole, all
equal?
Men, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All white men are created equal.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, that's what they were implying, so they didn't think they needed to clarify anything beyond that.
I don't know what they were really implying because I wasn't there and I'm not in their heads, but I will tell you that the reality of that hypocrisy is something that is not being lost on youngsters. And I hope it's not in a cynical, sarcastic way, because most of the things in the Declaration are fabulous. But there are things in there that just don't add up. And that's one of them. And the more we have fairness in education, that may be the bill, Jennifer. How about we have, you know, everybody's so worked up about fair trade. How about we have fair education, open education, not masked as,
what
you know, we're
that
teaching.
Mean?
Well, it means that people get all the points of view on all issues. I mean, it's hard to argue against 2 + 2 = 4. So you don't need another point of view there, unless there's something that kisses that off in the new math. But there are various ways of constructing a sentence. You got the subject and the predicate.
You know, I think it's impossible. Kind of like I think unbiased journalism is impossible anymore. It's that we have. And there are arguments that are good and bad about this to be had for sure. But it is so encouraged for us to have an opinion about everything. And we have an opinion about everything on social media. And we rate people's restaurants on Yelp. And everything is an opinion about everything. And I think it is almost impossible to try to extract that from people now who are supposed to go into a classroom and teach kids without telling you what they think of the president or what they think about the governor or whatever they're thinking about. The same thing for newspaper writers, because we've pushed people for so long to be heard and stop being in the corner and blah, blah, blah. We need to all be out in the forefront with our opinions. Well, now this is what we deal with. We deal with opinions and professions that maybe didn't get them before.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a sign of the times to be sure.
Well, but what's it doing to what is, there's a difference between truth and facts, and the facts are, they get abused in this circumstance. Good food for thought, though. It's 12 minutes for the hour here on the DJB Show.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving 2 lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ah, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to overview a new way of avoiding United Airlines in the technology department. We'll get to that and couple of other things. Google's trying to fix a few things. I'll just say hello to a lot of different items, as many things as we can get in here time-wise. If you're hiring, may I suggest that you learn with us what a lot of people who listen to this program have been doing to find the best job or the best candidates, because it works both ways. You can find a job or you can post a job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You want to find the perfect hire? You want to post your job on all the top job sites? Of course you do. That's what you do with ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your job to these hundreds of job sites, social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. And it only takes one single click. It's really cool. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It has been used, ZipRecruiter, used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. The right person comes to you quickly. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. Just get on board. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the right person at the right time, right circumstance for everything. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay, so there's a technical way. We haven't talked yet today about United and all the foolishness. Another couple got booted off of a plane in Houston over the weekend. Tell you that story maybe later. But if you want to not have to, if you want to protest United and the way they run their business, how can you do that, Victoria?
Well, it's a simple thing, but this story just keeps going and going. I don't know when this is going to end. But so if you want to deny United Airlines your business completely, there's a new Google Chrome extension. It's just basically a download. And what it does is when you search for flights for your next trip, it will give you all of the normal search results on Expedia or Yahoo or wherever you search, and it will purposely leave out United Airlines. You won't see any results from United at all, so you won't even be tempted to buy tickets for United. And the person who started this said, corporations can treat you poorly because you'll eventually forget that you were ever mad. It's not a bad point.
That's right.
And he said, welcome to the United States of humanity. And so he's the one who designed this free extension or download. And essentially, that's all it does. Mm-hmm. The only problem, though, is if you ever do change your mind about it, it's a little bit more complicated to fix that part. But yes, so that's a free download on Google Chrome right now. It's called Drop United.
All right, so Google is also making news because they're making a play of becoming a personal stylist. How are they going to do that? This sounds okay, so you got style ideas, but you're not going to get your hair done by going online to Google.
No, this is for fashion. So when you search certain things on Google, they've updated their image search results so that you'll get, it's an easier way to shop. You'll actually get, in the style ideas section, it's brand new, it's street style photos of that look like they're coming from a magazine. So you can see all kinds of accessories and fashion looks and things like that, and you can actually shop those individual clothing. It's almost like a shoppable catalog, but Google has aggregated all of these pictures and whatever the latest trends are, and then it's now making it a step easier for you to go, oh yeah, that's the purse that I would like, and then you click on that, and then you have all these options on how and where to buy it. So it's kind of interesting that they've expanded the similar items as well and different price points. So Google really wants to be the one-stop shopping for everything now. They want everyone to stay right on their search engine and shop through them, which means there probably is some sort of back-end deal that Google's making money off of every time you click through, and then you buy an item, they're making money from it.
All right. Say hello to Hyperloop One, which some say is the future of commuting. Fortune reports that Hyperloop One has presented a plan for a high-speed tube that could ferry passengers between locations at 700 miles an hour. So that means if they do this between New York City and Washington, take you 20 minutes.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
3 hours on a train. It's the magnetic levitating pods on the trains. They're using this in Japan now. This has been an idea that has been going back and forth for about 10, 12, 14 years. And so now the former head of the D.C. Department of Transportation says, I think it's going to become a reality. And it's the maglev, they call it. It's really, you see how it works. It's sort of magnetics working backwards. That makes any sense. Does that make any sense?
Like reverse magnets?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What propels the train, electromagnetic tubes they're in, and that just pushes it faster and faster. Imagine going 300 and something miles an hour in a train. I don't know. How does it stay on the track? And that's what the maglev is all about. So sooner rather than later, that'll be coming to a hole in the...
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.